Title, Syllabus Template. Begin paragraph text, Syllabus Template, Minimum Required Information. This template reflects NDSU Policy 331.1 Course Syllabus, Begin Link, www.nsu.edu/file/admin/policy/331_1.pdf www.nsu.edu. Please check your college policy for any additional elements required by your college. Basic information. Course prefix, catalog number, and title. Number of credits, note for faculty calculating credit hours, using the Carnegie unit system, one semester credit is equivalent to one lecture period, 50 minutes, in class per week for one regular semester, 15 weeks, not including final examination week. A minimum of two 50-minute laboratory periods per week for one semester is equivalent to one credit. See Begin Link, https://catalog.nsu.edu/academic-policies/academic-credit/. Term and year. Instructor's name. Office location. Office hours. Phone number. Email address. Bulletin description. Description on syllabus must be consistent with the description listed in the current course catalog. Begin link, https://catalog.nsu.edu/. Additional information may be included after the bulletin description. Course objectives. List the objectives, goals, aims, and/or outcomes for the course. All general education course syllabi and course websites must identify the course as having been approved for general education and include the general education category and outcomes. For courses offered for both undergraduate and graduate credit, course objectives should be written to clearly define the increased expectations for graduate students in these courses. Required student resources. List books, lab manuals, technology, supplies, calculators, and any other materials required or recommended for the student to complete the course requirements. Course schedule/outline/calendar of events. Provide students with a tentative projected outline of significant events that occur throughout the semester, including assignments, projects, examinations, field trips, guest speakers, etc. For example, begin table with 3 columns and 7 rows. Row 1 of 7. Column 1 of 3. Column heading. Week. Column 2 of 3. Column heading. Topic. Column 3 of 3. Column heading. Reading/assignment. Row 2 of 7. Column 1 of 3. Row heading. 1. Column 2 of 3 with column heading topic and row heading 1. Introductions, role of cultural competence. Column 3 of 3 with column heading reading/assignment and row heading 1. Chapter 1. Row 3 of 7. Column 1 of 3. Row heading. 2. Column 2 of 3 with column heading topic and row heading 2. Cultural self-assessment. Column 3 of 3 with column heading reading/assignment and row heading 2. Chapter 2, Articles 1 to 4. Row 4 of 7. Column 1 of 3. Row heading. 3. Column 2 of 3 with column heading topic and row heading 3. Cultural identity. Column 3 of 3 with column heading reading/assignment and row heading 3. Chapter 3, White Like Me Do. Row 5 of 7. Column 1 of 3. Row heading. 4. Column 2 of 3 with column heading topic and row heading 4. Exam number 1. Column 3 of 3 with column heading reading/assignment and row heading 4. Row 6 of 7. Column 1 of 3. Row heading. 5. Column 2 of 3 with column heading topic and row heading 5. Cross-cultural communication. Column 3 of 3 with column heading reading/assignment and row heading 5. Chapter 4 to 5. Row 7 of 7. Column 1 of 3. Row heading. Etc. Column 2 of 3 with column heading topic and row heading etc. Working with interpreters. Column 3 of 3 with column heading reading/assignment and row heading etc. Article 4 to 6, reflection paper due. Begin paragraph text, note the NDSU Dead Week policy, which limits the amount and type of exams/quizzes that may be given during the last 2 weeks of the semester and identifies exceptions. CNDSU Policy 336, Examinations and Grading, Begin Link, www.nsu.edu/fileadmin/policy/336.pdf www.nsu.edu. Evaluation Procedures and Grading Criteria. Indicate how students are evaluated, including tests, quizzes, papers, assignments, weight of the assignments, etc. Clearly identify how the course grades are determined. If a course is offered for both undergraduate and graduate credit, 400, 600 or 500, 600, the additional requirements for graduate students must be clearly described on the syllabus. The same amount of credit for the course is earned by all students, but additional work is required of students enrolled under the graduate level number. These courses require a significant, identifiable higher level of expectations for the performance of the graduate students. Evaluation procedures and criteria includes the grading scale used for the course. If points are earned, be sure the total number of points is correct and all points are accounted for in the grading scale. If using percentages, indicate percentage of what. See examples below. X. Assignment of 50 points. X. A equals NGT, 360 points. Assignment B, 50 points. B equals 322 and LT, 360 points. Midterm exam, 100 points. C equals 282 and LT, 320 points. Final exam, 100 points. D equals 242 and LT, 280 points. Total points, 400 points. F equals and LT, 240 points. X. Assignment A, 20% of final grade. X. A equals NGT, 90%. Assignment B, 20% of final grade. B equals 82 and LT, 90%. Midterm exam, 20% of final grade. C equals 72 and LT, 80%. Final exam, 40% of final grade. D equals 62 and LT, 70%. 100% F equals and LT, 60%. Attendance statement. According to Begin Link, NDSU Policy 333, www.nsu.edu/fileadmin/policy/333.pdf, www.nsu.edu, attendance in classes is expected. The course instructor must clearly inform students on the first day of class and in writing in the syllabus of their 1. Policy regarding class absence and 2. Policy, if any, for making up missed assignments. If class attendance is a component of the course grade, the course instructor must clearly communicate this to the class in writing in the syllabus. CNDSU Policy 333 for faculty and student responsibilities related to attendance, including for university-sponsored activities. Faculty are encouraged to provide the following statement on syllabi. Veterans and student service members with special circumstances or who are activated are encouraged to notify the instructor as soon as possible and are encouraged to provide activation orders. Americans with Disabilities Act for students with special needs statement. The following statement must appear on all syllabi. Any students with disabilities or other special needs who need special accommodations in this course are invited to share these concerns or requests with the instructor and contact the Center for Accessibility and Disability Services, www.nsu.edu/disability-services, as soon as possible. Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act, FERPA, statement. The following statement must appear on all syllabi. Your personally identifiable information and educational records as they relate to this course are subject to Begin Link, FERPA catalog.nsu.edu. Approved Academic Honesty Statement. The following statement must appear on all syllabi. The academic community is operated on the basis of honesty, integrity, and fair play. Begin Link, NDSU Policy 335, Code of Academic Responsibility and Conduct, www.nsu.edu, applies to cases in which cheating, plagiarism, or other academic misconduct have occurred in an instructional context. Students found guilty of academic misconduct are subject to penalties, up to and possibly including suspension and/or expulsion. Student academic misconduct records are maintained by the Begin Link, Office of Registration and Records, www.nsu.edu. Informational resources about academic honesty for students and instructional staff members can be found at Begin Link, www.nsu.edu/academic-honesty, www.nsu.edu. In addition to the above, a statement of a college honor code, if applicable, should be included. Syllabi on web pages. Syllabi presented on web pages shall contain the date of last update.